Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
76 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You know, Breezy's got another PSA for us this morning. You gotta live in the moment, you guys.
I think it's important, and I think I struggle with this as well, as well as like a lot of other people, right? Of living in the moment and being present and doing all the things for myself and others around me, pushing me to that point. But I saw something over the weekend that really resonated with me, and I wanted to share it.
Okay.
It was this girl who I like absolutely love, and she's like, we're always being pushed by other people to look forward to the next moment. So like you start dating someone and you make it 6 months. They're like, okay, when are you proposing? When are you getting engaged? When's this? And then you get engaged and they're like, okay, when's the wedding? When are we doing this? And then you have the wedding. They're like, okay, when are we having kids? And then it's like, okay, when are you buying a house? When are you, like, it's always the next thing, right? And then
Correct.
If you have a kid, it's like, well, you can't have just one kid. You have to have two kids. And if you have two boys, are you going to try for a girl? Like, it just never ends.
You look at them and you say, why don't you mind your damn business?
That's what you've been doing for years, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
See, here's the problem. Most people will give you advice based on their fears, their failures, their limits. They tell you to slow down, to be realistic, to play it safe, because what you're doing makes them uncomfortable.
Right.
Because they haven't been able to do it.
Right.
Sometimes that's the case.
So I thought about this because I'm going through all these moments, right? Like I'm going through all these big life events of getting engaged, getting married. Everyone's like, when's the date? When's this? And like, thank God I already have it planned, right? But like, if I didn't, and a lot of people are in this boat, like they just got engaged too.
Yeah.
They make you feel like inadequate or like you're behind the eight ball. And nobody wants to feel like they're behind the eight ball. And the excess pressure from others, some of which you know, some of which you've never met before in your life, is like, this is a lot. And it can really take a toll on you and your psyche of just rushing to the next thing and hurrying up and wishing your life away. And I feel like when I was growing up, even still to this day, my mom would always be like, don't wish your life away. I would always be so excited for the next vacation or the next big plan. I'm
no,
like,
of course.
I can't wait till October or whatever.
It's the thrill of having something to look forward to.
Right.
And it's easy to get caught up on that. And I told you, my 2 weeks in Italy was the most present I've been in years, because I wasn't watching TV. I was barely on my phone. I wasn't really reading any of the news or what was happening back home. I was just simply being in the moment. I got to tell you, it was thrilling.
Say, like, you really didn't post a lot of like videos or anything in Italy. Like you posted a couple of things here and there, but like, you didn't really post a lot in Italy.
It was weird having my phone in a separate room, and like 6 hours would go by without it by my side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't ever do that.
Right.
And I was like, I really wanted to make it a point to focus on just being present with
family.
My family.
Yeah.
and enjoying a place that I've never been in my life.
Correct.
And that's exactly what I did.
Correct.
And I don't know. We should all try and find a way to do that. It's hard to do when you're caught up in your everyday to day, you know,
right.
your routine, because there's so many distractions.
Right.
But
and
don't,
like the
you know,
others too.
Don't feel like you constantly have to explain yourself to people.
I know you struggle with this a lot. With people coming at you and being like, why aren't you married? Why aren't you dating someone? When are you going to have kids? Like, people use you as like their emotional punching bag of, why aren't you like me? You know what I mean? Why aren't you trapped in a marriage? Why aren't you trapped with children? Why?
It's
not that that's a trap by any means, but some people do feel that in that way.
It's constant, but I just find it so funny that a majority of the people who are always asking, what's wrong? Why aren't you married? Why don't you have kids? Majority of those people are all divorced or very unhappy. I'm like, statistically, I dodged my first divorce. I don't know what to tell you.
He's like,
I'm thriving.
Carry the one. Like, I'm literally doing amazing. I saved millions.
So how do you want to handle this situation with other people?
Moving forward?
Yeah.
You know, I think there needs to be like a pretty generic answer across the board to everybody of just like, and it comes down to genuine, like, curiosity and concern and, like, wanting to know. And then another part of it's, like, judgy and, like, just being nosy and in your business, right?
Sure.
It's like, you know, we're just trying to enjoy the moment. I'll let you know when I have updates type of thing. Like, you'll be the first to know, Cynthia from Greece. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be the first to know.
I know so many of us deal with this. I know you guys are probably listening too on a day-to-day basis. You're constantly feeling like if you have a big event in your life, I know people are going to come at you and ask you a million questions because they care.
Right.
They are interested, but it becomes overwhelming.
Correct.
That's understandable. You're going to have to just, you know, learn to shut it down.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, this wedding coming up here, my own wedding, will probably be the biggest event of my life that I'm planning, at least. You know what I mean? So it's going to be stressful financially, emotionally, mentally, all of the things. And I don't need one more thing stressing me out about it. So being present, living in the moment. And I think going back to a week ago today, we announced that we were engaged. On air, we did the whole thing. But I think going back to like the original engagement, having that time to just be the two of us for 2 weeks was magic.
Yeah.
You know?
Breezy is referring to her and her girlfriend, not myself and her.
Fiance.
For those of you who missed that, her and her fiance.
Yeah.
We're not engaged.
No.
But you are engaged.
Yeah.
And by the way, real quick, I just want to ask you, everything you're talking about right now, does this involve your mother too? She on top of you about a lot of this stuff?
She'll like throw some things here and there, but no, she's very good about it.
Yeah, she's really been your rock.
When are you having grandbabies? I'm like, can we get through the wedding? Please. Please. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but it's not going to be the easiest process.
No, Breezy is looking for some spermies, so.
We're good. Thank you.
Okay.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
It's a good one today, an absolute classic,
you
just like the one
that.
Last week.
You always say that.
I picked a movie Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out this scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home tonight, watch that film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. So our characters are in a hotel room.
Okay.
And there's some cartoons playing. Well, at least in my mind there is. But we'll play some sound effects for you. Who cares? Anyways.
Now you're having a stroke. I'm on air.
So basically what I need your character to, you're really kind of trying to convince my character that there's a certain way to do something. Okay.
Okay.
We are heading to the Olympics, Breezy.
Classic.
Okay, the stakes stakes are high. It's an absolute dream, and you and I were on the same team.
Okay.
Okay, but tensions run high.
Is this I Am Tanya?
Nah, to be honest, I never saw it.
I don't think I did either.
So, but an absolute classic. All right, let's set the tone here. And what's the name of that movie? If you know it, you can guess at 585-252-9800 for Moosterpiece Theater. Lights, camera. By the way, I have the first line today.
Perfect.
Action! Can you stop bringing up the Swiss team? We are not Swiss. Why don't you understand that?
Hey, look, man. Look here, man. I'm just trying to get us off on the right foot.
Well, the right foot for us is not the Swiss foot. I mean, come on. We can't be copying anyone else's style. We have our own style.
Kissing an egg is no style. It's the Olympics here. There's no push cart derby.
This is
no push cart derby.
Well, hey, let me tell you something, Rasta. I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from.
Well, neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best that I can be.
Well, so am I. And the best that I can be is Jamaican, not Swiss.
Be the best. Be Jamaican. Is there a typo here?
No! Come on, read it!
Then be the best. Be Jamaican.
I'm trying! But we can't do that if you keep talking about how other people are doing it. We do it our way. Look, I've known you since Julie Jeff Act of Dingling. And I'm telling you, as a friend, if we look Jamaican, walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaican. Now, what have I always taught us to do on the ice?
You taught us to feel the rhythm. Feel the rhythm.
No.
Rhyme.
Do it again.
You taught us to feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Oh, God, you're right. We are Jamaican, and it really is bobsled time.
Cut. I think we crushed.
It's really painful.
Like, you know what? I was like, should I ask Breezy to do this in a Jamaican accent? I'm like, probably not.
Butchered.
I'm probably not gonna do that. All right, guys. This is probably Oscar nominated in every single category, if I had to guess. But what's the name of that film? The guesses came in and people knew right away. All I do is win it, Yes. Charlene says, is it Cool Runnings? Yes, it is.
Yes, of course it is.
1993 comedy film, based off of a true story about the Jamaican bobsled team competing in the Winter Olympics, starring John Candy.
Definitely haven't seen this movie before. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, it's an absolute classic, Breeze. You're going to go home. And no, it's not an independent film.
No, I know that for certain.
It definitely is not, but it is a classic. I don't know what you would compare this movie to. It was based off of true events, but it's a movie that I hold close to my heart.
Good.
Because as an athlete, this is a film that kind of hyped me up, you know, before I went and took the field or for my big games.
You were a soccer player.
Okay. Are you going to go home tonight, bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review? Wait, you absolutely crushed it, Breezy.
Thank
nice
you.
Job. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So, you know, strip clubs, they're a big thing, especially in Vegas.
Sure.
I don't know how much in Rochester, New York. I mean, we have a handful of them. The Barrel is a big one here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the girls are literally at the bottom of the barrel, but hence the name. Hope for the...
Mirage, of course.
No, that's not open anymore. There's no way.
No, I think it is.
The Mirage on Western Road.
Yeah, up by Kodak. I actually just passed it the other day.
I don't know.
In the window.
Over the weekend, I saw my buddy and his wife. They stopped at the bar after dinner. And the two of them were celebrating their five-year anniversary. And I said, so what's up? What do you got planned the rest of the night for the wifey and the five-year? Because I was trying to figure out what the secrets and surprises were he's got up his sleeve.
Sure.
And he says, I'm going to take my wife to the strip club.
Oh.
Now, some couples get down like that. There are some women who love to see other women in that element. You know, and they do. They end up having a great time.
Yeah.
But I know his wife. Not super well, but she is conservative. You just get the vibe that she would be someone who would not find... This would be off-putting for her.
Okay.
So when he says this to me, I said, you're going to take her to the strip club tonight? Is she cool with that? He says, dude, we'll find out, man. It's going to be a surprise. I said, you're just going to show up to the strip club with her, and you think she's going to be cool with it? He says, well, if not, we're just going to leave. And I'm thinking, why would you want to put yourself
why
in that position?
Why waste the gas, you know?
Why? On your anniversary. I mean, talk about rolling the dice.
Yeah,
and
truly.
I was like, maybe this is more of an anniversary present to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got done having a nice anniversary dinner at Good Luck. And then his next move was, okay, I think it's time to hit up the tally ho. I mean, I was like, this seems like the worst type of surprise you can give someone, especially if they're not into it.
That's like giving someone a gift that you want yourself, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, I gave my wife a new grill for her birthday. It's like, you wanted the new grill. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't, I'm like, that's an interesting position to put yourself in. And it seems like, I mean, I don't know. It seems like the worst type of surprise you can give someone, yes, if they're not into it. There are couples, like I said, who absolutely love this type of thing. I went to a strip club in Vegas years back for my cousin's bachelor party. I think it was called Spearmint Rhino. Quite expensive, but, I mean, they're throwing ass in there. Breeze, it was a nice joint.
Oh, my God.
And you could see which guys brought their girlfriends or wives with them, and some of them looked like they were having fun, and others, it was the worst time
like,
of their life.
I really hate it here, so.
Right. Have you and Patrice been together?
No.
Well, you haven't.
No, I don't think
you don't get down like.
I don't think she would like that very much.
When was the last time you went to a gentleman's club?
I went to a strip club, the Barrel. Honestly, like probably a year ago. No.
Oh, okay. So fairly recent.
I'm sorry. Maybe like last spring.
Okay.
Not this spring, but last spring.
But if you're going to bring your...
I know what. On like a Sunday, I went with Kimmy. Kimmy goes
on
all
a
the time.
Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. It you went on the Lord's Day.
Wild.
If
they were still making a clap in there.
If you're going to surprise your wife on your anniversary with going to the strip club, not knowing if she's going to be down with it or not, you got to be willing to face whatever comes next after that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Back in the day, when I was working with Spizzano and Sandy down the hall, we were invited to a strip club here in town because Sandy's very against these type of places.
Sure.
So we made her go on a Friday night. They asked us to leave halfway through the night because Sandy brought in Clorox wipes and I'm not joking. She started wiping down the tables we were at along with the front of the stage.
Stop.
And our boss, Mike Danger, knows that bringing his wife, Sandy, to a strip club for their anniversary would be a terrible idea. That is officially out of the question. Let's.
She comes into the hazmat suit. She's like, ugh.
I was like, way to not offend anybody in here.
Right.
Let's go over to a few messages. So basically, if you missed it, I found out over the weekend when I ran into my buddy. He's surprising his wife with a visit to the strip club for their anniversary, not knowing if she's going to have a great time or not.
That is so bizarre.
Rolling the dice on this, but
this sounds like a big ad move.
A what?
A big ad move. Like this is something big ad would do.
No, 100%. Let's go over to Amanda. My friend's husband took her to a strip club for her birthday. She didn't know it was coming and ended up hiding behind a chair for most of the night. Not exactly romantic, but we did end up having a good time when it was time to leave.
Have you ever gone to a strip club with a significant other? Yes or no?
No.
No.
No, I haven't.
It's definitely a different vibe.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
I went into a strip club in Vegas one time with my old roommate. It was his bachelor party. And I said to the Uber driver, take us to the grossest place you have in Vegas. He goes, well, there's this little place off the strip. This place was a shed. We pull up to it. I was the first one to walk in. Place is empty. Three of the female dancers are all sitting in chairs, glasses on their phone. And they see us walk in and they run up to the stage. It was real.
I went to a strip club one time when I was in college in Syracuse, and I like turned down a hallway, like the wrong hallway going in, and there was just cots lined up down the hallway. I'm like, well, I think I walked into something here that I probably shouldn't have seen.
You're saying cots.
Cots, like rollout beds.
Sure. Yeah, no, sure. Moose Spearmint and Rhino in Vegas was crazy. Breezy would love it there. It's a strip club, but it's more classy and super clean.
Okay.
You
perfect.
Feel like $1 million when you're there. Yes, you do. Let's go over to Michelle. I would much rather have gone to a strip club on my anniversary. My husband surprised me with a cooking class. We ended up making sushi. I have a seafood allergy. So, of course, we leave and just ended up at Shamrock Jack's. The night sucked, but at least he tried. You can't win.
You just can't.
You can't win.
It's just like strip club it is.
So if you guys haven't checked out Spearmint Rhino,
we'll be there after the show. Come say hi.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you? One of the dancers gave my buddy her number, and he called it, and it was like the Las Vegas Humane Society.
He's like, damn it.
Hey, it's Debbins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.